China compromised the Fed. Commentary. A new congressional report reveals that U.S. economic officials have pursued money and positions from China as part of programs that sought malicious, undisclosed, and illegal transfers of information that seek to undermine the United States. The 40-page Senate report, based in part on an internal investigation by the U.S. Federal Reserve System, shows that Beijing has for over a decade sought to develop a spy network, steal confidential economic information, and gain influence within the Fed. The Fed did nothing. The FBI provided the Fed with a list of necessary counterintelligence measures, but rather than take them seriously, according to the report, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell second-guessed and cherry-picked the FBI recommendations. The Fed itself has demonstrated incompetence by losing some of the materials upon which the investigation was based. Powell did not immediately reply to a request for comment. According to the Senate report, a Fed economist was detained four times during a 2019 visit to China. Chinese officials forced him into a hotel room in a frightening manner, he said, accused him of crimes against China, threatened to imprison him and harm his family, and told him they monitored his phone for information, including information about his divorce. They wanted him to say good things about China in the United States, provide confidential economic information, and ensure his silence about the relationship. Since 2013, according to the report, Chinese talent recruitment programs have sought inside information on the Fed's view of the economy and its upcoming policy changes, including tariffs and interest rates. In exchange, senior staff within the Fed were offered as much as 1 million yuan, free travel, distinctions, and research expenses to be experts, co-authors, and professors at Chinese research institutes and universities. The spies must go. One 2010 communication from China's talent program to a U.S. professor and Fed economist discussed the need for high-level Chinese economists for part-time service in China pays a high salary. The Fed economist applied to China's Thousand Talents program, obtained a position at a Chinese university, and collaborated in research with the People's Bank of China, including the sharing of Fed computer code used for economic prediction. The report says another Federal Reserve employee was removed from their position in large part due to their assistance in attempting to access restricted information at a Federal Reserve Bank for a Chinese media outlet designated by the U.S. as a foreign agent. The report reproduces a letter from another employee, who was incentivized with a possible $150,000 payment. He gave confidential information on the private views of a Fed chairman about rate hikes, which are the most consequential of Fed actions. Shanghai's Fudan University offered another Fed economist a three-year contract, starting in 2018, for an annual salary and research funds of approximately $45,000, to spend just 4 weeks annually on a campus in China and host Chinese faculty and students at the Fed in the United States. Bonuses of up to $15,000 per article would be paid for co-authoring with the institution's regular faculty. This salary was presumably paid on top of the official's full-time salary at the Fed. These examples are all part of Beijing's broader campaign to build a P-network, as the investigation called it, of informants within the Fed who would answer to Beijing. Despite numerous instances of inappropriate disclosures and collaborations with the regime in Beijing, all but one of the 13 individuals retain access to confidential Fed information, according to the report. Congress must act. Senator Rob Portman is leading the campaign to make the Fed clean up its act and has already been successful in getting the bank to ban payments to its officials from foreign countries like China. The Fed was founded in 1913. So this measure is over a century late. And much more must be done. Officials who have at any time taken money from China, Russia, or any other adversary nations should be removed for their serious lack of judgment. Similar steps should be taken by not only other federal and state agencies in the United States, but in our most important businesses and academic institutions. In 2020, Portman sponsored a bill, along with Senate Democrats, called the Safeguarding American Innovation Act, to help protect American research and intellectual property from Chinese Communist Party spies. SAIA passed the Senate in June 2021. The current Democrat-controlled House stripped the SAIA from upcoming legislation. It should be reintroduced and passed immediately, or Beijing's future IP theft will be the fault of Democrats, in addition to the CCP. America is bleeding out. Congress must take action now.